Hello, hello.
All right.
So, I got no gate on this motherfucker tonight. That's for goddamn sure. Got no gate on it. And I think I'm in full voice. And you have to do that because you want to know, okay, am I even getting anywhere near the lower end of my thing?
Hi. No, I don't know. I think tonight probably we'll go back to doing the idiot, stupid thing that we do. But by the same token, you know.
Now, Phil, my understanding is, and correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, Mr. Stanley,
what do you think?
Okay, good. So I don't know, you know, because I've been listening to this thing that we do. And boy, Friday, even though we had a really cool Art Bell segment, Friday, in terms of the audio, was the worst I've ever heard. Oh my, what was I doing? What are you doing here, Henry? Because I listened to it in my car, and I found out something, by the way. Who told me this? One of the BSPs told me that Eddie Van Halen listens to the final mix of their albums, or does now, or did, or something, in his car, because that's where most people listen to their stuff. Now, I don't know whether that's true of... I suspect it's true of podcasts, too, but people got headphones in everywhere now, so... But, see, this is... You know, I don't know, man. You know, I just don't know, man. I need s'mores. I mean, I want to go on a record now and say I'm disappointed in that motherfucking, what I just heard there, what I heard that motherfucker do there. This is a good voice, isn't it? This is an East Coast African-American, I don't know, late 30s, early 40s. That motherfucker right there, you see, what he's, you know, sort of an erudite man, but nonetheless... doesn't stand for any what you young people call mess. I won't stand for that. I won't put up with any of that nonsense, you see. And that motherfucker... So I don't know. I'm talking like here. See, as I said to you guys last week, I'm a I'm a VU meter freak. I look at levels. I look at where is it on the VU meter? But I don't even know what... I got no sense of... You know what I'm saying? I don't know what do I compare it to, see? Anyway, we'll just keep futzing with it. Welcome to our pre-show, and I know that we're live. I almost forgot, but we are. And I do have I have our live feed over here on our network computer, which is something. The whole goddamn studio. The good news: the whole studio is being redone in May. Adam's coming out here, and I will be his assistant. I will serve as a apprentice electrician / everything. You know. And we will redo this son of a bitch because it's needed it for a long time. So here's the feed as it appears on the computer right now. Okay. But I don't know what it sounds like. And, you know, you're just going to have to. And it's a wild thing. I'm used to running my levels. I'm used to running my mic at zero. I'm used to having the master all the way to the top of the fucking, all the top to the top of the gain. And just probably a lot of stuff that people would say, well, no wonder, Phil. No wonder. You ass. If I boost the fucking gain on this, what I mean by that is the gain, the compression. Let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I don't want to do that, though. I'm gonna fly with it like this. You know, who the fuck? Okay, so anyway, welcome to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. That's about where I'm going to run the levels tonight. I'll pound that there, and it'll sound like dog shit, and who knows. And it's great to be with you guys and see it's all sibilant and shit. God damn it. Well, I don't want to take up too much more goddamn time doing this shit. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay. Fuck my shoulder up. Don't know how I did it, but I did. Probably... masturbating? No, I'm kidding. It's a bad joke. I think I did it sleeping on it bad or something. I woke up and was like, ah, shit. Oh, I know what I did. I was hauling shit out of my fucking car. Yeah. I was bringing in bags of fucking fertilizer out of the back of my SUV. And this shoulder's already fucked. This is the shoulder. No, this is the shoulder here. Separated back around Christmas, around New Year's. This shoulder, and they did a full, you know, batch of x-rays on this fucker, and the doctor said to me, you know, it's I said, well, what do you think? Well, you're a candidate for shoulder replacement. I go, shoulder replacement? He goes, yeah, we can do it all now, man. If I could replace your head, I would. I'm all in jest, Mr. Henry, of course. But, you know.
Well, yeah, well, we've got a great array of boats and sailboats and everything here. We've got a great array of sailboats.
Yes, we've got a great array of sailboats.
We got a great array. Well, we've got a great array of sailboats, you know. Have I
ever done my Harry Carey, which is...
Harry Carey here, along with Steve Stone. Harry Carey, it's...
Harry Carey. Hey. Harry Carey here with Steve Stone.
Harry Carey here with Steve Stone from Wrigley Field in Chicago, and I'll tell you, what the fuck is with this, man?
Test 1, 2, 3.
I'm going to have to check that up a little bit, right? Harry Carey with Steve Stone. Hello, testing 1, 2, 3. What is testing? Why is that not kicking in? Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3. Harry Carey here with Steve Stone from Wrigley Field in Chicago, Illinois. Well, this is Harry Carey and Steve Stone.
How you doing, Harry?
I'm doing great, Phil. And I was, well, I, you know, I'm the member of, I'm the head of the Commodore there at the Pacific Corinthian Yacht Club, Phil. And
I got a yacht club around the corner from me. I don't own a yacht, but I was a member of it once because they frankly have the best restaurant in Ventura County. You know, I mean, there's some pretty good restaurants up here, but it ain't been for that long. You know, and I'd say in the last five to 10 years, the restaurants up here have finally started to kick in a little bit. Well, these guys over at the Pacific Corinthian Yacht Club is fantastic. Plus, they got a cool bar and all that bullshit. Now, and then the other thing about it is there's all these old timers in there, and these guys, they've got some real old salts. You know, a lot of yacht clubs or whatever, but this one, these guys are all, oh, yeah, yeah. Well, I caught a marlin out here back in 58. I could barely breathe. And they're talking all this great shit, you know, because they're going over to the Channel Islands. And yeah, we used to go over the Channel Islands, you know, we'd go snorkeling, and I'd wrestled a marlin into the boat one time. Bill Hoosgaray. Bill is now, he's dead. I keep going over here thinking he's sitting in a chair, and he's been dead for 4 years. And the chair is always empty. Yeah, can we freshen you up? Please. Please freshen me up. And I don't necessarily mean with a drink. All right. I'm going to go on stage one night at anywhere, anybody that'll have me. I'm going to go on stage one night and just do that shit. You know, just improv it out. In other words, not apropos of anything. I take you now to the Pacific Corinthian Yacht Club. There's an old guy. I actually did some of that at the Hollywood Improv. And to, I think, fairly decent response. The good thing about the Hollywood, any of those gigs, is I have a built-in fan base of very wonderful people that would go to these things. Not a lot of them, but they're there. And anyway, I don't think I was very comfortable doing that stuff on stage, though. That's not for me, man. I mean, I don't like doing stand-up, and I don't put it down. I think anybody that can do it is phenomenal. But I can't, you know. I got to be either an ensemble of people or doing some kind of a performance, you know, art thing that I do not believe is conducive to stand-up comedy clubs, because the people that go are expecting a certain number of jokes, and I don't know. Maybe I'm psyching myself out a little bit. Yeah, this is Harry Carey here. We'll cut this Commodore Skip Wilson. Skip, how are you?
Yeah, Phil, very good. Although I expect that this character sounds a lot like some of the mother ones that you do.
Some of the mother ones?
Other ones, you fucking...
Hi. Well, we've got everything here. We've got everything. We've got clam rolls. We've got baked tuna. We've got everything, Phil. We've got clam rolls. We've got baked tuna. We've got the suffragette rolls. We call them that because they don't get a vote, man. They just go right into the roll. And
well, what is it?
Oh, I'm sorry. It's fillet of sole. But we like to think the fish around here get a choice as to how they'll be served.
That's pretty weird.
Yeah, it is. Oh, yeah. I'm not saying it isn't. I don't think there's not a thing around here that's normal. And you want to be a member again? Good luck.
No, but I want to join them again because it is a good place to drink. It is, seriously. It's a great bar, and they have a decent and they got a great restaurant, and occasionally they have a decent party or something they put on, you know. But more to the point, it's somewhere to go and have a drink and, you know, hang, and it's not like just a full-on fucking scene. So I just wonder if they'll, I wonder what dance I got to go through to fucking join them again, because I joined and then I quit. And that was because of the whole, you know, my marriage ended and a lot of things ended, okay? My marriage ended. My credit ended. But, oh, fuck. My sisters, I'm having dinner with my sisters in May. We generally have dinner every 6 months. And I'm having dinner with them in May. And they've invited themselves to Malibu. We think Malibu. Okay. But I got to hand it. I mean, I've gone down. They're doing it as a favor to me. Because I've gone down to Newport Beach 5 times. And they said, we want to come up your way. I said, okay. Let's go to Malibu. And anyway, I said, okay. But you guys want to negotiate Pacific Coast Highway, all that bullshit. Yeah, well, what's wrong with that? It's okay. Just because it says Malibu doesn't necessarily mean that. I mean, there's some places to eat, but anyway, I don't give a shit. I'm going to see my sisters. Like, I care whether what restaurant we go to. Okay, so, oh man, this motherfucker. I don't know what this fucking Bernie Sanders is trying to pull, but you know what? Get the fuck out of here, will you, Sanders? So Wes Winston's with us here from the, Wes Winston's with us here from the Channel Islands Yacht Club. Wes, how are you?
Hey, I'm great, Phil. Thanks for, Phil, it's great. I'm over here, and, you know, I want to nominate you for membership.
Art Griego's with us. And who do you have?
I want to bring over, Wes Winston. Wes, this is Phil Henry.
Good evening.
Good evening, Mr. Winston. How are you?
Very good. Understand you want to be a member of our yacht club. We have some 200 members, all in a dues paying. And the thing about our yacht club is it's informal.
Yeah. I had this idea about buying a boat. The other idea I had was of a talk show host who really doesn't know what he doesn't know anything. He just doesn't fucking know anything. Okay. The office of the President of the United States has executive privilege to execute, not to execute people, but he can put them in prison for life. Isn't that right? No, that's not right. Okay. Well, all right. No, I know that's not right. What does the president do again? You know, he's got all these strongly held, held opinions about something he knows nothing about. The Congress, which is made up of the senators and the ambassadors, there's no ambassadors. There's you're right. The senators and the Congress people, the representatives, Congress people, representatives, just representatives. They're in the representatives, in the representative chamber. Yeah, all right. What I wanted to know, because last week I was watching some voting, and it was not the United States voting. It was representatives of England, and it was the wrong thing to look at, but I was watching what they do, and they were interrupting each other. Well, we can do that here, sort of. Well, sort of, but they had a guy in a wig. Do we have anybody in wigs? Oh, I didn't even turn on my other two cameras. I'm trying to get... you cunt.
Oh, you bloody cunt. Well, the cunting...
You know what she did, your cunting daughter? Well, this ain't good, man. I may have to roll without a camera tonight. Wow. Wow. That's kind of, I don't know, you know, it's kind of fucked up in a way. What the fuck's the story here, bitch? You know what I got to do is I just got to go to a black background. That's what I got to do. I'm going to a all black background here. I hope you don't mind, but I've had to do it because I, well, actually, now hold the phone because I think I've got an idea. Right, okay, there's ideas there. I got it, it's no problem. Oh, no problem. I got the, oh, all right. I just don't know whether I'm fully vested in the national clown thing. I'm just talking. That's what I do. I talk. And I understand we're having some issues, are we? Computer issues? All right. Our TriCaster, always giving us a hard time. Always giving a shit. Always saying,
fuck you.
What did you say to me?
I said, fuck you. What are you going to do? You going to kick my ass? I'm the only fucking redhead in your hair. Bitch.
Bitch?
That's right. The only fucking TriCaster you have, bitch.
Man, when I get a new TriCaster,
You're right. When's it gonna be? When hell beans over?
When hell beans over?
Beans over.
You can't talk. You're a fucking computer. Fuck off! And then, you know, people come in and they go, were you talking, Phil? No, no. No, no. No. No, no. No, no. All right. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. My name's Phil. Your name is whatever it is. We are here. And we are... we're happy we're here. Ooh. 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 And whatever we do, we do. We do for the love of mankind. Jesus Christ. We ask a lot of it. And I don't think it's an old machine. You know, we got to get a new computer. And I'm cheap. And I'll always be cheap. No, I'm not that cheap. I definitely got to do the do. Okay. And then, of course, we have this that we're dealing with. This is the levels. All right. I'm getting fucking emails from every mother's son around here, man. There we go. What you got for me today, Sonny, huh? What's up, man? Hey, Sonny. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, no, you're not going to do that to me, man. You're going to make me fucking play this bullshit on...
New to Podcast One, The Producer's Guide with Todd Garner. Join Todd as he interviews the biggest names in Hollywood, like Adam Sandler.
We drove down there.
Out of sight.
Like, do you have your material? I said, what do you mean?
Rebel Wilson.
I couldn't interact with these people, so I put on this American accent.
Is this the same one we did last week? All right, this is what I got to do, man. Let's take this, put it. Like, Phil Hendry's show hits. Let's put it there. Hey, man. What? This is going to be a real hassle. All right, let's see if we can do this shit without fucking up. Test 1, 2, 3.